Welcome to Letters to Rising Leaders. It's a podcast series about God, soul, love, and leadership. And I'm your host, Tom Moore. If you're following along in my book, Letters to Rising Leaders, this is week 17, and the topic is The Seeker. Now, last week, we talked about the sojourner. Sojourn is often provoked by some shock to the system. We need time to get away, to sort things out, to talk and walk with God so that we can discover the questions that we might be called to ponder in our lives. Now, this week, as we talk about the seeker, we're moving beyond the questions. We're going deeper into the answers, the core answers that are going to help us form a new worldview, a way of looking at our world around us. And it's difficult. It's a vulnerable thing. Many people in our world never go below the surface. It's just too scary or painful to do that. And maybe life becomes about chasing wealth or fame or pleasure, or it may become about just hanging around with friends and keeping things light and always staying at the surface level. But underneath that, as Henry David Thoreau said in Walden Pond, there's a risk that we become, as he described, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. We don't want to do that. Life is short. We're here for a reason. God wants us to seek Him, to discover Him, and to see how He is moving in our lives. In Matthew 7:7 and 7:8, it is written, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." In my life, I have found myself trying to sort through those fundamental questions. I remember I always had a problem trusting God, right? So I had gone from, as a child, a childhood faith, very close to God, formed from the habits that my father mostly passed down to us, going to church every week and so forth. And then in the shock of my mother's death, I pulled away from God as I grew older, became an atheist, very much trying to wrap that in some kind of an intellectual veneer. And then through a series of events, I slowly began to question my unbelief and then began this slow and winding journey back to God. Fast forward to moving to California, being with my wife and two kids. At this point, they're now in high school. I used to take runs from our home through Santa Clara University, which was not far from where we lived. And it's a beautiful campus. And I would run through the campus, and the Mission Church there is just absolutely gorgeous. And right beside the Mission Church is the Mission Gardens. And in the middle of the Mission Gardens is a statue of Jesus. And I liked to run up to that statue and get down on one knee and say a prayer. And I remember one day, I wanted to pray to trust Jesus more. That was my prayer. It was about seeking a way to a deeper level of connectedness with Him. And in that prayer, I mustered up all the sort of closest dreams and desires of my heart, and I tried to put them forward to God in prayer. And I remember I felt this enormous resistance, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Not that day. And it took more time, more years, for me to get to a place where I could release and let go of the closest desires of my heart and hand them over to Jesus. It happened through my search. It was my search for God that slowly but surely drew me to the point where I was ready to hand over the deepest, closest desires of my heart to my God. Are you at that point where you're ready to go a little deeper in your relationship with God? I hope so. I think that if you do, you're going to find a God that responds to you the way Renee Zellweger responded to Tom Cruise in the movie Jerry Maguire. He's coming in and he's about ready to apologize and he's halfway through his apology. And she said, "You had me at hello." And that's how God is. We had him at hello. He loves us so much. And as we get into that point where we seek him out, we find him, and we search the purpose of our lives, we seek to hear his call, he will change you profoundly, and he will release you into this hurting world to serve in a way that is unique to you. I think I'll end it there. The song for this week is Be Thou My Vision. Robert Berry joins me on instrumentals and Kelly Cadillac in harmony. Enjoy. Thank you.
Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, Thy presence, Thy light. Be Thou my wisdom, and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I Thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one. Riches I heed not, nor vain empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and Thou only, first in my heart. High King of Heaven, my treasure Thou art. My King of Heaven, my victory won, may I reach Heaven's joys, bright Heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you'll join us next week for the next episode in this Letters to Rising Leaders podcast series. As I say each week, leader of goodness, go in faith to love and heal the world.